Fellow Namibians, welcome to the 44th COVID-19 update on our national response measures. I'm informed by our experts that we are in the last stages of the fifth wave, which started on the 10th of May 2022. We have 222 cases, with a peak of 585 cases on the 18th of May, 2022. Regrettably, 21 deaths were recorded since the start of the fifth wave of this invisible and deadly enemy, COVID-19. I extend condolences to those who have lost their loved ones during that period. On the 8th of June, 2022, the National Health Emergency Management Committee met to review the current COVID-19 public health regulations, which are due to expire at midnight on the 15th of June, 2022. Therefore, going forward, a duration of 1 month is proposed from the 16th of June to 15th of July 2022 for the next bouquet of measures to contain the spread of COVID-19. One, the following ones. One, wearing of masks. The public is urged and encourage to continue wearing masks, especially in indoor settings and aeroplanes. Two, gatherings. The permitted number with respect to public gatherings remains unchanged at 1,000 persons per event. Education. Measures related to education are retained. A number of many positive cases were recorded among learners and teachers. Therefore, educational institutions are urged to remain vigilant by enforcing public health and social measures. Burials. Measures related to burials of persons who died of COVID-19 remain unchanged. The infection prevention and control pillar will meet with the ministerial legal team, namely the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General's office, to agree on a less cumbersome process for exhumation of bodies. The details about the new process of exhumation will be communicated by the government following finalization of all the outstanding matters with regard to exhumation procedures. Test results upon entry. Children who are more than 5 years and less than 12 years, and anyone who is not fully vaccinated, must present a negative PCR result of less than 72 hours. Two, children fully vaccinated should present proof of vaccination status. Three, children from countries that are not vaccinating should present a negative PCR result. Four, health officials are strongly advised to avoid separating children from parents in event the accompanying children have not met the port of entry requirements. With regard to contact sports, current measures are retained. I also wish to reiterate the fact that there are no new measures proposed for public transport, business operations, and restrictions related to the sale of liquor. The results, the status quo remains. I once again commend those who remain in the front line of the fight against COVID-19, namely the health workers and first responders, including our men and women in uniform who have been committed to protecting our country against this deadly enemy. Our ability to manage the infection rate is testament of the hard work and dedication of our shared commitment to fight COVID-19. I should, however, caution all of us that we are in the middle of the winter and COVID circulates much faster during this period. As our first line of defense against COVID-19, let us get vaccinated in order to reach herd immunity. Vaccines are effective and they are safe. Let us continue to observe good hand hygiene, the correct wearing of face masks if you do so, especially in public and crowded places. Practice social and physical distancing and personal vigilance and avoid crowded indoor settings if you can. We should remain vigilant because there is a lot of work ahead before we can safely say that COVID-19 is behind us. I now invite the Minister of Health and Social Services to give us more clarifications, and I thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Your Excellency, Dr. Hage Jigengo, Your Excellency, Dr. Nangolo Mbumba, Right Honorable Prime Minister, Dr. Sarah Kugongerwa Madira, Honorable Ministers, Senior Officials, Members of the Media, Ladies and Gentlemen. As I reflect on the past and current trajectory of COVID-19 pandemic, I am reminded of where Namibia was today, 1 year ago, responding to the ferocious and devastating third wave of the pandemic. So destructive was it that during that wave, we have observed the highest number of daily new infections, hospitalization, ICU admissions, and deaths due to COVID-19. On this day, exactly 1 year ago, Namibia recorded 1,206 new COVID-19 infections and 32 deaths in a single day. During that third wave, we also recorded the highest number of new infections in a single day, which was 2,547. I am reminded of the overwhelming burden that this wave placed on our health system, as well as the pain and suffering that Namibians endured. As destructive as that wave was, it also demonstrated the tenacity and steadfastness of the Namibian people in the face of danger. It was a stark reminder to strengthen our preparedness in response to COVID-19. As well as other public health emergencies. The government undertook to strengthen our health system in collaboration with the private sector, key development cooperating partners, in order for Namibia to bring an end to COVID-19 pandemic, which included improving health infrastructure by increasing isolation and ICU bed capacity at health facility across the whole country. Improving access to medical oxygen at health facility through upgrading and installing bulk oxygen tanks and oxygen generating systems. Increasing the availability of medical equipment and consumables, including personal protective equipment, as well as pharmaceutical items. Training and recruiting more healthcare workers across different disciplines. training frontline health and care workers on a variety of themes, from disease surveillance, laboratory diagnostics, case management, and risk communication and community engagement. Improving COVID-19 vaccination coverage, especially among the at-risk population groups, and putting in place COVID-19 public health measures with due regard to protecting lives and promoting livelihoods. I briefly share the epidemiological situation. As at 13th of June 2022, that's yesterday, Namibia has recorded 168,448 COVID-19 cases out of 1,050,977 samples tested. Currently, there are 1,921 active cases compared to 1,034 at the time of the last public briefing. Sadly, 19 lives were lost during this special period, bringing the total number of deaths to 4,049 since the beginning of the pandemic. The number of deaths increased from 8 deaths reported during the preceding 26 days to 19 deaths reported during the period of 29 days of dispensation, an increase of 125%. Just here to note that the last briefing was before the onset of the fifth wave. Moreover, the number of COVID-19 patients admitted to hospital increased to an average of 30 per day as compared to 17 reported during the preceding 26 days. However, the number of COVID-19 patients admitted to ICU has reduced from 9 to 7 cases currently. The recent increase in the number of new cases continues to be driven by the BA.4 and probably B.5 sublineage of the Omicron variants. The circulation of this sublineage was established through the genome sequencing by the University of Namibia Laboratory. Future sequencing of COVID-19 and other pathogens will be complemented through additional capacity at the Namibia Institute of Pathology, which received 2 sequencing machines through support from Africa CDC. The BA.4 and BA.5 sublineage of the Omicron variants share similar characteristics in that they are both highly transmissible. We are currently revising some of our standard operating procedures in accordance with the most recent evidence on COVID-19. The duration of isolation for positive COVID-19 cases has been reduced to 5 days for asymptomatic cases and those exhibiting mild disease. Similarly, we have also reduced the duration of quarantine for contact to 5 days. This is consistent with recent scientific evidence and international best practices for controlling the spread of COVID-19 while minimizing disruption to social and economic activities. We have also made progress in training response personnel in the regions on the use of digital platform for managing COVID-19 pandemic data, known as Go Data, with support from WHO, CDC, Global Fund, and Robert Koch Institute. On the vaccination campaign, as of 12 June 2022, a total of 492,243 persons have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine countrywide. This represents 28% of the eligible population of persons aged 12 years and above, which amount to 1,779,271 individuals nationally. And as at 12 June 2022, a total of 422,690, or 24% of the total eligible persons, are fully vaccinated, while 69,562 persons have received booster dose in Namibia. I wish to appreciate the Minister of Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security for the partnership that saw inmates and NAMPOL members getting vaccinated around the country. As we have been saying along, the vaccines are effective and safe. They prevent infection, serious illnesses, hospitalization, death due to COVID-19, and also other diseases. I urge all eligible Namibians to get vaccinated against COVID-19, as it's the right thing to do. The country remains in the campaign mode on vaccination, which is aimed at ensuring eligible persons receive their jab. The doses do not belong in the warehouses or refrigerators. They must be administered in the arms of the Namibian people in order to afford them protection. It is indeed regrettable that due to the slow uptake and reluctance to get vaccination, a substantial amount of more than 300,000 doses had to be disposed of as they have reached their expiry date. As part of the overall response to public health events, the ministry and stakeholders are actively responding to the current outbreaks of scabies and measles. On that score, I re-emphasize the critical need to get children vaccinated against measles, as it is a disease that can be prevented through immunization. Currently, doses of COVID-19 vaccine in the country are sufficient to sustain our national vaccination campaign. There are still uncertainty in the public about vaccination certificates. A month ago, we rolled out the issuance of the digital COVID-19 certificates. Persons who need digital vaccination certificate for traveling purposes can access these services through an internet link provided on the ministry's various media platforms. And those who need assistance with troubleshooting can contact the toll-free COVID-19 call center at 0800 100 100. I shall provide brief status on two other diseases of interest, namely measles and scabies, as I mentioned above. Measles is a viral infection that starts in the respiratory system. Symptoms include cough, fever, red eyes, sore throat, and white spot in the mouth. Measles is highly contagious. At the beginning of April this year, we had an outbreak of measles in the Umsati regions among the learners, which started in one school. A total number of 23 cases have been recorded so far. The ages range from 5 months to 9 years. All cases are stable, and none of them was admitted to the hospital. The ministry has enhanced surveillance activities in all adjacent districts and regions in order to curtail and control further spread of the infection. The second one is scabies, which is an infestation of the skin by the human itch mite. The minute mite burrows in the upper layer of the skin where it lives and lays its eggs. The most common symptoms of scabies are intense itching and a pimple-like skin rash. On the 28th of March this year, the minister received reports of increasing number of human scabies from Maheke, Ohangwena, Kavango East, and Kavango West. So far, a total of 5,588 scabies cases were reported countrywide. Management activities were put in action, and the disease is now under control. The ministry has triggered surveillance measures in lieu of the monkeypox outbreak that was reported in some countries in Europe, North America, and Australia. Monkeypox is a viral zoonosis which can be transmitted through respiratory secretions, skin lesions, and contaminated objects. The characteristic signs are scabs and swollen lymph nodes. Prevention is mainly through educating the public on how the disease is transmitted so that individuals can take precautionary measures. Namibia has not recorded a case of monkeypox, but is ready to identify monkeypox cases and has the capability to confirm monkeypox through laboratory diagnosis. The public is urged to remain calm. As part of the disease control, the ministry and key development cooperating partner are conducting a stakeholder meeting on 14th and 15th of June, that is already today ongoing, in Windhoek to enhance immunization activities and mobilize resources for this ongoing national effort. Although the update I've just given is reassuring, my earnest plea is for us not to let down our guards. Let us continue to build on our successes and address the challenges that we still face in order to defeat COVID-19 pandemic once and for all. I wish now to expand on the amendment, briefly on the amendment to the Public Health COVID-19 General Regulations, Public and Environmental Health Act 2015, for the period as announced by His Excellency, beginning the 16th of June to the 15th of July 2022. Number one, the wearing of masks. We still continue to urge the public to continue to wear their masks. Owners of the establishment shall also retain the right of admission to patron when it pertains to the wearing of masks. COVID-19 travel requirement at point of entry in Namibia. Fully vaccinated travelers, whether Namibians or non-Namibian citizens, are allowed to enter the country without a PCR test if they present proof of fully vaccinated status. A person is considered fully vaccinated if he or she meets any of the following criteria. One, either received two doses of a two-dose primary series vaccine or received one dose of a single-dose primary series vaccine. The minimum time between administration of the vaccine dose connoting full vaccination and entry to Namibia is 14 days. In other words, you must get your last vaccination 14 days before you undertake a trip to Namibia. Children under the 12 years of age will no longer require proof of vaccination status or a negative COVID-19 test result in order to be able to enter Namibia. Every effort must be made to ensure that family members traveling to Namibia, especially children, they are not separated from one another at points of entry as part of enforcing COVID-19 public health regulations. As I conclude, Your Excellency, I wish to inform that the change in the epidemiological trajectory, along with the ongoing effort in strengthening Namibia's health system, has guided our decisions to amend the COVID-19 public health regulations as announced. Based on the WHO COVID-19 resurgence threshold, the COVID-19 pandemic in Namibia seems to be under control. Nevertheless, we continue to monitor the COVID-19 resurgence threshold at regional and district levels to ensure that response activities correspond with the phase of COVID-19 resurgence. We are still in the winter month, which calls for heightened vigilance so as not to reverse the gains that we have been achieving so far. I call on all Namibians to comply with the COVID-19 public health regulations. I underscore the fact that our data continue to illustrate consistently that the overwhelming majority of COVID-19 cases being hospitalized are those in high care and ICU, and those succumbing to COVID-19 are invariably of persons who are unvaccinated. So please, fellow Namibians, let us get vaccinated so that we can protect ourselves and those around us. I thank you.
Thank you. Are there any additions from legal people and others, what we have said? Clear. Any questions?
Good morning, Your Excellency. Good morning, everyone. Linnea Dishena from Namibia Press Agency. I'd like to ask Dr. Shangula regarding the trusted travel system. We continue to receive a lot of complaints from people stranded at airports, OR Tambo being specific, especially due to the complications with the digital health certificate. I just wanted to find out from the minister's position or the ministry position on the efficiencies of this TT system, just for the public out there, because every day we are really receiving complaints. Thank you.
I didn't quite get it. We are not getting it properly. The phone and the... even yours was not clear. Even mine too, huh? Yours was not clear too.
Morning, Your Excellency, Minister, Prime Minister, Vice President. Dwight Links from Eagle FM. My first question is linked to her question, but this is just the rapid adoption of the certificate. Is it gonna alleviate these stuck tourists, Namibians at international airports? Second one, can the slow growth of the tourism industry be linked to the slow rate of adoption, the slow rate of adoption by Namibians of the digital health certificates? I also send it to you, Minister, just over.
Any other? Okay, Minister, can you answer?
Okay, thank you very much, Dwight, for your questions. Let me just read it because others might also not have got it. The acoustic is a little bit problem. Is there a rapid adoption of digitalization to prevent events of end May from happening again? The Namibians that were stuck at OR Tambo. Okay, now I get the question, thank you. And then can the slow growth of the tourism industry be linked to the slow rate of digital adoption for travel-related functions to tourists and Namibians? Thank you very much. On the first question, it was already on the 26th of April this year that we announced that we can issue vaccination certificates. But it appears that many people did not got that message. We also informed that South Africa no longer accept vaccination cards. So either you have a negative PCR test or you have a vaccination certificate. Now, what I understand what happened is that the travelers did not have the vaccination certificate, and therefore they were stuck. I must also say that even this morning, I received an inquiry how a person can authenticate the vaccination certificate. We have made that service available to the public. You yourself generate your own vaccination certificate. You feed in the information which is on your vaccination card. You feed it the information in your computer, and then the computer generate the provisional, and then it will be authorized at our call center, and then you have a free vaccination certificate. You can travel anywhere in the world. That's all what they require. I just want to urge the public that do not only wait until you need to travel to have that. Just have it in case one day you may need to travel on a short notice. We are also now trying to simplify the process of generating the vaccination certificate. We have noted that for many people it may be cumbersome, and especially people who are not really computer efficient, it may give some challenges, but we are now in the process of trying to simplify the process so that it's much more user-friendly. The second question, whether the slow growth of the tourism industry is linked to the digital option for travelers. I don't think that that could be the reason. The reason may be somewhere, because the travelers who are coming into Namibia, most of them, they already have this, because in their countries, they have adopted this service already. So it might be due to some other reasons. Thank you. Yeah, I think, sorry, I answered that question first. But you were the first one to ask, and you ask exactly the same question. So the answer is the same as I have just explained. Thank you.
Benny? Well, thank you very much. And what is today?
Tuesday.
Thank you very much indeed.